14 minutes after 9, and we've got the Visiting Author Series once again at College of the Redwoods. It's this Friday, and our visiting author this year isn't visiting from very far. She's just down the road a piece in Fortuna, and this is Jennifer Lynn Bailey, or your, I guess your pen name is J. Lynn Bear.
Correct.
Bailey.
Yep.
But you're just Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm just Jen. You're just Jen. Just Jay.
Or Jay. Fantastic. All right, so you are a completely a local girl.
I
mean, you grew up here, went to Fortuna High, went to CR, went to HSU.
Mm-hmm,
so,
I did.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So your current book is called Black Five.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, and you described that as a paranormal romance.
Yes, young adult paranormal romance.
All right, that has intrigued me. What is
what's it about? Well, a paranormal romance, like Stephanie Meyer, who wrote Twilight.
Sure.
Harry Potter. He's J.K. Rowling wrote more fantasy,
mm-hmm.
But it has to do with creatures. Some I've made up in my head.
Nice.
Might be scary. But yeah, so it's a paranormal romance and it's based here in Ferndale.
Really?
Yeah, but Mason in my book, I renamed it to protect the innocent.
So. Okay. Is it based on a true story?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Does it have any ghost cows or something like that?
Nope. Here, no, no ghost. No, okay. No. Maybe some cow tipping, but no.
So what's the story about?
So really, Black Five is about a 17-year-old Penelope Jackson, and she's just trying to find her way in this world. At 17, life can be awkward, just struggling with fear, insecurities. So yeah, she's really just trying to find her way in this world, and then she figures out she's part of this bizarre and magical world that she had no idea she was part of. So really, you know, there's love, there's heartbreak, there's death, and then there's lessons to be learned. And then the overarching idea is that Pen must prepare for the battle of her life.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what is this? What is this? This magical world she wasn't even aware of?
Well, it's...
Describe it.
It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Vecavius, who is the evil villain, has cut the lights to Nymirinot, and that's the whole world I created. And there are five accessible portals to get to Nymirinot, and that is via somewhere here in Ferndale.
Wow.
Yeah, but I can't tell you where that portal is. It's a secret.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't know.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. And it has to do, in this world, there's vampires and Selax, which is a creature I've created, witches and werewolves and the Black Five.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. So what led to you writing this book? What was the inspiration?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm asked that all the time.
It doesn't have to be one. It could have just come to you in a dream.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've loved to write since I've learned to read, and I'll never forget the day I learned how to read. I went running downstairs to my mom, and I was just I'll never forget. I was in the second grade, and it was just a very powerful moment in my life. And actually, I've written since I was a little girl, but I was so scared to show anybody what I'd written for fear of judgment.
Sure.
And that's kind of pen. My main character, that's really about her journey, too, because pieces of me are in this book. And I didn't write, I actually didn't start writing Black Five until about 4 years ago. And if you were to ask me if I was going to publish this book, I would have ran in the corner sucking my thumb. There's no way I would put this book up for the world. But as I wrote, it really became clear that there was a message that I wanted to get across to preteens and teens, and just about being okay in your fear and walking through it. That's really the whole premise of Black Five. So then I began working with Dave Holper at the college in spring of 2012, because I thought, you know, maybe I do have something. And we really took it from there. And it was written... Took me 4 years to write it, right after grad school.
Is this your first book?
This is my debut novel.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, I pitched it to Oh, gosh, that's a whole process in itself is...
getting published.
Yeah, finding a publisher. And
how'd you do that?
I sent my book to about 12 literary agents, panicked, and then pulled it back. I was too much. I was very fearful. And I pitched it to actually a publishing house that was accepting... unagented authors.
Really?
Uh-huh. There was a window of time, and I pitched it, and they not only wanted Black Five, but all four books in the series.
Whoa!
So, I've only written two, so I'm halfway there. I just finished writing Crimson Lace, which is the second book in the series.
Wow. So, when did Black Five come out?
The ebook was available November 17th. And actually, the hardbound books are on a slow boat from China, literally. They're somewhere in the ocean right now. Hopefully they're not going under, but they make it to our distributor in Chicago.
All right. Yeah. So what's going to be the time frame on releasing them, since you've already got the first two done?
Black Five will be out hard copy 1st of March, and Crimson Lace will probably be released next year.
Okay.
So every subsequent year after that.
Now you got the pressure to get the other ones.
I know.
Do you have the basic idea of the four?
I do. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's I know good. How the whole thing's going to end. So, and then we're talking about doing prequels, which is actually before Black Five took place. Mm-hmm. So that might be an interesting twist.
So, how exciting. Yeah. So, you know, what do you say to any budding creative writers out there that... You know, they've got stories in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have these stories in them, and they write stuff just for their own consumption, like you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them to, get them to the next level?
Oh, my gosh. Write every single day. Every single day, put your pen to paper on your computer. That's what helps build the muscle to... link all these words together. Be open to criticism. Dave has always told me, give your manuscript, give what you write to other people that you trust, allow them to read it and allow them to give you feedback. Even if it's constructive criticism, if you want to take it to the next level, you have to be open to that. And I'm very grateful that I had that opportunity with some very... great people in my life. After I finished working with Dave, I actually worked with an editor down in the Susanville area. So keep writing every single day and be open to that constructive criticism. And don't give your writing to people that you don't trust or somebody like your mom that's just going to say, oh, honey, that's amazing.
Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. You need to win the Pulitzer Prize because,
you're right.
You know.
you don't need that kind of feedback.
That's right.
You need the real stuff.
Exactly.
But you're right. It's very important to find the right person because there are some people who just naysay everything.
Uh-huh.
And there's some people who just say you're fantastic no matter what kind of turd you put out there.
Yes.
So you got to have the real stuff. And that's a good point. I've heard that from so many very successful authors that I enjoy that they've said the same thing. That they really, they often will praise their editor for saying, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I have a test group of readers for the age that I write for. And they're about four or five people that I allow them to read my stuff before I send it to my publisher. Because they're going to tell me what's working, what's not working.
Sure.
And you need to have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited that a local author is part of the visiting author series.
Thank you.
That's terrific. You know, Humboldt County, for as small as it is, actually has a pretty good amount of authors here.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. Mm-hmm. Some pretty well-known ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is such a great space for creativity.
It so is.
I really think so.
It's beautiful here. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. Being local, oh, my gosh. I still love all the trees that we live.
That's wonderful.
It's amazing.
That is wonderful. I know so many people who were raised here. They can't wait to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But I came here in '94 and chose this place because I absolutely just love it. I first time came here in 1981 and I was like, oh, I love this place.
Yep.
I have to come here someday. And manifested that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yep. You can't ask for a better place.
Mm-hmm. It really is wonderful. Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming in, and I would encourage folks to check out the Visiting Author series. This is coming up Friday at CR. What's the story on that? When does it start? Where is it?
It's actually on the CR campus.
Right.
It's in Humanities 110. Doors open at 6:30, and the reading will begin at 7. I'm actually going to give away postcards and mm-hmm. bookmarks, and I actually have 15 actual manuscripts that went from the publisher to the printer, and I'll give those away.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah. And I'll sign them.
And sign them.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, someday when you are, you know, huge, yeah. You'll say, I've got an original. There you go. All righty. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and, folks, go check that out at CR on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.